This Rich Eisen Show podcast is sponsored by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and maybe even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets made a trade.
What the hell? No way.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
We're back. We're back. I think it predates Kyrie Irving's existence on this flat earth.
I think you're
today's guests, Commanders running back Austin Ekeler, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, actor and director Jimmy Tatro, and now... it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, that is correct. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show here on a Thursday, final Thursday of June 2024. Lots going on in our world, certainly. For you to call us and have a conversation, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We're live on the Roku channel. If you want to see us, you can see me wearing this wonderful blue polo shirt. Also, if you're listening, don't worry. I'll explain it to you. No. If you're listening on our terrestrial radio affiliate network that we have personally cultivated coast to coast, weaving it together for you, we say hello. We say hello if you're listening on Sirius XM, Odyssey. If you're listening to us on our podcast later on, we respect that choice and we appreciate it. All 3 hours you can get us where all podcasts are acquired. And also we say hello to anybody that's just out there, period. There is lots to discuss today. That's why we got 3 hours of runway right in front of us. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How are you, sir?
I'm wearing a slightly darker blue polo.
But you've made the choice to button it all the way back up to the top. You went one day of going full Elliot Gould in Ocean's 11.
Yep.
And now you're back. Good to see you. Okay, very good. Good to see you over there, Jay Felly. How are you?
I'm great, Rich.
Jason Felly, I'm wonderful. TJ Jefferson Candle is lit. How are you, sir?
I'm great. I'm also wearing blue, including the hat of the team that's been stomping out the Yankees lately and on the roll.
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Wow.
No, you have every right to say it.
He was holding it at that in the chamber. Yes,
that's okay.
All morning.
Hey, listen, right now, last 2.5 weeks for the Mets have been kind of like the first 2 months for the Yankees, and the last 2.5 weeks for the Yankees, kind of like the first 2 months of the Mets.
I want to thank you for that.
It's a marathon. Why are you thanking me?
2 weeks ago, you were praising the Yankees, and you came down on the Mets back two days.
Well, they were deserving of it. They were terrible.
And
Gary Cohn was ready to like actually commit seppuku on live television.
What I'm saying is,
Susie and I are done with Shogun. You know, like seriously, like he was ready to disembowel himself to instead of watching the Mets.
Your harsh words lit a fire underneath.
No,
it
was.
Thank you for that.
Did you finish Shogun?
Yes.
Didn't love the ending.
It's okay. You know what?
Should have been better.
Blame James Clavell. He wrote it.
Should have been better.
Okay. At any rate, long story short is you have every right to crow because the Yankees are hot garbage right now.
Except for Aaron Judge.
Hey, Judge has just been down. He had his 30th home run.
He's having a better season now by every statistical measure than 2 years ago.
I know. He's on better pace. So that is definitely what's up. No doubt about that.
That is
So the NBA draft first night went down, first round went down last night. A lot of French people. All right, that's my coverage of the NBA draft of the first night.
Expert analysis.
Next up.
Hey, listen, you know, if this was the NFL draft, I'd be telling you about, you know, first overall pick, Caleb Williams. We saw him at Oklahoma and then 2 years at USC. You know what I'm saying? I have not watched Zachary Richarce perform. I have not.
Yeah.
I have no idea what he's going to bring to the Atlanta Hawks. And I know you kind of look at me as saying, well, you know, Rich, we come to you for insight. I have no insight. I don't watch French basketball. I don't.
So I don't know what this kid can do. I read about what he can do. Obviously, the Hawks have pounded the pavement because, you know, they had a choice of French people last night.
Yep.
And they left Alex Sarr on the board for the Washington Wizards. And he went second overall. And you can make an argument as to which Frenchman they should have taken in Atlanta. And I can only hope for them is that, you know, Alex Sarr isn't the, if you will, Luka in this equation. And I know that that might be slighting Trae Young. But Trae Young, a little bit. But, I mean, Luka's been the one of the finals, correct?
Until this year,
most recently,
Trae had gone further than him, but yeah,
not anymore. We're biased to recency here. So that's the top. Hey, listen, the first eight picks in the draft.
Biased to recency.
First eight picks in the draft last night. Two from France, two from Kentucky. Three from France, two from Kentucky, two from UConn, and one from G League Ignite. So, I mean, Pistons fans, if they've been fans of the G League Ignite, they know all about Ron Holland II.
Yeah.
But we all know who UConn is, and they just pumped out two of the top seven. And then Kentucky, God bless them. You know, that's what John Calipari is all about.
Yep.
He will just send dynamite players from Kentucky to the next level, but he got one and done. And Rob Dillingham wound up going to Minnesota last night to wrap up the top eight. And then there's Zach Edey of Purdue with Jalen Williams' brother Cody from Colorado going to the Utah Jazz. And it was neat to see his brother with him last night because the reverse happened when Jalen was a lottery choice in the NBA draft. Reed Shepard going to Houston. So everybody hopes that they got what they needed. Couple other choices that stand out last night. Chris, I saw what you were tweeting about when Dalton Knecht, Tennessee Vol, was drafted by the Los Angeles Lakers.
First off, he drops. I think a lot of people thought that he was going to be a lottery pick, and it seems like he's in a perfect spot with the Lakers. I saw a thing that J.J. Redick was immediately drawing up plays for this kid, a guy who can fill it up on the outside. And my first thought was, man, he plays a lot like Austin Reeves, and that's a guy that we've heard teams want in trades with the Lakers. So that was just kind of my first thought of he's on his way out.
And again, I will always make analogies to the draft I'm far more familiar with because I've hosted the last 21 of them for NFL Network. When the Tennessee Titans traded away A.J. Brown, they drafted the same height, weight, comparison in Treylon Burks. Now, I'm not saying, you know, Austin Reeves is akin to A.J. Brown in terms of production and seeming greatness. But if they do flip him for one of the names that we hear that the Lakers might need to flip him for to make sure LeBron and Anthony Davis and Clutch Sports doesn't flip out, then maybe that is a dot connecting worthy of making. And we will see how the next 48, 72 hours play out, as June 30th is when rubber meets road with new league year and free agency season. And then there's the New York Knickerbockers, who earlier on Thursday trade away five first rounders. Five.
One, two, three, four, five?
First rounders to the Brooklyn Nets for Mikal Bridges. And maybe some pushback in corners to say that's a lot of first round draft choices for a guy that, you know, he's good, but is he that good? Like five first round picks? And I'm like, well, the Knicks didn't even trade any first round picks for this year. Again, the analogy to the other draft that I cover, I could not imagine a player in the NFL of Mikal Bridges' status and upside and that guy goes on a draft day trade for draft choices that aren't even from this year's draft. Like that would make the Michael Penix drafting in the NFL draft like a mere bag of shells, like just any old day. Seriously, if the NFL had a player of that caliber traded on a draft day and it didn't even involve capital on that night's first round, that would just be like, get out of here. Really? That said, I'm like, so the Knicks might draft 24. They hope to draft 30, you know? So you're giving up that name of a player, not even this year. You're drafting them next year. And then you're giving up one in 2027. You're giving up one in 2029. You're giving up one in 2031. And last night, the Knicks, with one of their first-round picks, drafted an 18-year-old. So right now, if they are giving up the choice of an 18-year-old in 2031, that individual right now is 11. So don't go for Mikal Bridges because you're giving up that 2031 first rounder? Really? Like, is that what you're saying?
It hasn't even hit puberty yet.
Especially when, you know, their next plan later on that day was to give OG Anunoby his money. Oof. Yesterday, you're like, are the Knicks going to pay him that money? And I'm like, yeah, why not?
Give it
sure. You know what? Dolan's got it. I know Dolan's got it.
Rich was very free with Nick dollars.
What do I care? Seriously. Dolan has it. Do you want to spend it to win or not? Do you want to go and win or not? Do you want to really bring a championship to Madison Square Garden or not? Do you want to have confetti come down in the Canyon of Heroes and have Jalen Brunson and the rest of the Nova Knicks go and celebrate in that manner? Then, yeah. The Sphere is churning out money.
Yeah. A question we ask about Dallas all the time and in the NFL. Are you serious about winning? And the Knicks are. They're going for it.
And so OG's, what, 5 years, 212?
Yeah.
By the way, 212 is also the area code.
It's a lot. Hey, now.
That is true.
So go for it. And so they draft two kids last night. Good luck making the rotation. Making the rotation. I'm already seeing from the Knicks media, like a possible start in five is Julius Randle and OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges and Jalen Brunson and Isaiah Hartenstein. That's your start in five. And then who's coming off the bench? Ragu. The big Ragu and Hart and Miles McBride. That's eight.
That's a nice squad right there.
That's eight. And I didn't even mention some of the other guys that are sitting right there. So good luck to the two first rounders that they drafted last night. Keyshawn George from Miami.
Okay.
Nice head of hair. And then he got traded to Washington. And then this is going to be so much fun to have people from, you know, the upper part of the Bronx to or Queens or Staten Island, my hometown of Staten Island. Pacome Dadier.
Oh, yeah. God bless you.
From France. That's the 18-year-old.
Who's your daddy? Dadier.
So, okay. Great. Like, can that kid shoot? Can he defend? Can they go ahead and do it? Great. Great. Good luck making the lineup. I mean, I don't think you will.
Way to give them hope, Rich.
I don't know. He might sit there with Giannis's brother, who they might go and get to try and get Giannis's attention. I'm just taking shots now.
Yeah. Who the hell is Tim Horton?
Well, no, he tore his Achilles, so he's going to be out for a couple months.
Yeah, is out for a little bit.
Seriously, though, I'm just pointing out the fact that anybody wringing their hands over those draft choices? No, thank you. No, thank you.
So you're saying direct them to Les Snead and he'll tell you what to do with the picks?
Well, I mean, again, it's different from one sport to the other. And I know you're referencing the F all them picks mentality that they had when it was, but they also had a quarterback who's in his 30s and Aaron Donald who knew how much longer he would have and things of that nature. But in this point, in this day and age, if there is an organization that values these picks, because they're needing them to find more talent to feed into the system, and you already have the talent at a certain level of veteran status, or you have the talent that's at a certain level of, you know, they're going to get pizzed, then what do you need these draft choices for? Go and add somebody, and if you go and add that person, and they can give you a championship caliber, and then you can sign your own that you acquired during the trading season of the previous year. The Knicks were not in that situation before. They were in cap hell, and they were in a situation where nobody was coming in free agency, and that has changed. Of course, there's the thorny issue at the very end of the day of is that just getting some nicer furniture on the Celtics Titanic? I don't know.
Dude's a baller.
Who is?
The guy that we drafted.
Oh.
Baylor Sherman. Is that who you're talking about?
No,
I thought you meant he was the nice piece of furniture.
No, I'm saying no, the Knicks are potentially, or anybody else. Like, is it good enough to beat the Celtics?
I don't know.
Well, why are you asking him? You know his answer.
So
no one's good enough to beat his team.
But this is the new NBA. It's get a lot of guys who are versatile, who can shoot threes and defend. Yeah. And that's what the Knicks are kind of doing right now.
That was my takeaway from last night's first round of the NBA draft. Tonight's round two, which is basically, where's Bronny going?
Bronny watch.
It's Bronny watch tonight. And so we'll keep an eye on all that for Friday's show. In honor of all the Frenchmen being drafted, I've got a PAL rankings of my top 10 things all French.
Hey, being serious.
You just made the list.
See, I heard you that's starting to talk about it this morning, and I jumped in for a second, but I was like, nah, I just want to see where this goes.
Power rankings of top French contributions. That's coming up.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Fantastic. Just more in-depth coverage of the NBA draft.
I love it.
That's coming up.
Not going to find that on the Worldwide Leader.
Right. Don't miss that.
So we thought we wouldn't have much to say about this draft.
Right.
Look at us.
Look at us. Correct. That's later on in the program. Tom Pelliss is going to join us because Brandon Ayuk and the Niners are talking to each other. At this point in time, I'll just say I told you so. They'll figure that thing out. They'll square the circle. I don't know how they're going to do it. Let's see if Tom can help us with that front. Austin Eckler is about to join us on the program from the Washington Commanders. Jeffrey Simmons would like a correction made from his appearance.
Oh, really?
Earlier this week.
Interesting.
I know what it is, and I picked up on it. And you heard it differently.
I did hear it differently.
Yeah. Caleb Williams is still trending, by the way.
Well, that's different. I think he stands by those comments.
Yeah, he knows
but
what
it's what he said about Derrick Henry that we need to revisit, and we will.
Yeah, that's funny. Okay.
We will always correct records if our guests care to have the record corrected.
Right.
So that will come up on this program. And, Jimmy Tatro's back on the show.
All right.
Last time we had him here, it was for his appearance in The Machine.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's coming on to talk about something that's very near and dear to us because it's on the Roku platform.
Love it.
The new Roku original film, The Real Bros of Simi Valley, the movie. So again,
I love it already.
More hard-hitting stuff.
I grew up there.
Brockman, I think you've got a news update as well. We're going to get back in there.
We got a news update.
Because
Sauce is out there, and he's one of us, and we need to talk about it.
I think it's a news update that is aiming to trigger me because it involves a decision made by Notre Dame football, and that's triggering.
We're going to save that for the end of the news update.
Oh, boy.
We want to get to the fun
Can't
stuff
wait.
This is
and you thought you'd start by triggering me wearing a Met hat. No, congratulations to you, sir. You swept
it's
the
trigger
first.
Me Thursday.
Trigger me Thursday.
It's trigger me Thursday.
That's right. All right, let's take a break. Austin Eckler of the Washington Commanders when we come back right on this. What is it? Trigger Me Thursday?
Trigger Me Thursday.
Edition of the Rich Eisen Show.
This Rich Eisen Show podcast is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting gets easier. But then again, there's that axiom. Bigger kids, bigger problems. Like having that conversation about money. The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it. And that's where Greenlight can help. My wife and I know all about it. Our oldest kid has got a Greenlight card. It's a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. With the Greenlight app, kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun, accessible way. And then that Greenlight app includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or recurring chores customized to your family needs and rewards kids with allowances for a job well done. Again, my wife and I have a Greenlight card for our oldest kid, and you should as well. Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/rich. That's greenlight.com/RICH to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/rich.
I am currently using my time during the commercial break to do research for my power rankings of the top French contributions of all time. And you guys are going to be surprised by some of my selections.
I'm excited.
Like I said, I heard you start to go over it, and then I was like, no, I wouldn't be surprised.
You will be surprised. I think you'll be surprised by some of my choices.
I'm just going to see how you
Keep it clean. I have to keep it clean.
Because it was one that Chris pointed out that was really good that I bet it's not going to make your list.
No, I understand where your brain goes, sir.
Why me? I'm not the one who said
You're the one who wrote a book called That's What She Said.
I mean, that is true.
I mean, literally, like, that's your entire, like, you.
It's right there.
Like, I say words and it goes into many people's ear gates and that's just the way they hear it. And I talk, it goes in your ear gate and it goes through the That's What She Said filter. Every single word.
I can't help but the way my brain works.
I understand. So that's why I directed those comments in your direction.
But also, you sat me down and gave me a stern talking to one day, and you notice I don't say it anymore.
Excuse me.
I haven't said it in
months. Got shown up by the host.
Hey, feller.
Excuse me. Stern talking to.
Stern talking to. Yeah,
maybe like a David. Maybe a David Stern talking to. But I don't give stern talks, man. Get out of here with that.
So I can start saying it again then?
No, but people hear. Now I'll give you a stern talk. That people hear that stuff on the air, and they might actually think that I actually sat you down and gave you like a. No, I just told you sometimes that, you know, I'm saying something and then you finish a sentence with a That's What She Said moment. And that kind of like, you know, it hits me. See, and now I know this is a moment because Brockman says nothing. He puts his eyes down and he just wants to just disappear. Like, you know, his want to get away moment.
Get away to where?
We got a lot of people on the phone lines for win loss.
Fantastic.
All right.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Always enjoy chatting with this gentleman because I'm a fan of his work. I'm a fan of what he's made himself into. And I also enjoy Zooming with him because that means every single time I see what his new beautiful gaming chair setup is. And there it is. There it is. Look at you, Austin Eckhart. This looks like where are you right now, man?
I'm in the studio right now. This is the lab.
Look at
the drum set. I got the guitars in the corner here.
Wow.
You know, so this is where it all goes down in the off season when I'm not on the field.
Okay, and are you still California based, or have you moved complete shop east at this point?
I have definitely moved complete shop for season, so I'm all set up there in DMV area. I'm getting the lingo down.
Yes, you are. Look at you. Look at you getting this down pat about the Mid-Atlantic. Okay. Okay,
No doubt. And so I'm looking forward. I'm not out there right now, but I'll be out there obviously soon enough, and we'll be getting to work and stacking up some days to get this thing in the right track.
All right, let's walk me through the process how you wound up in Washington that you're willing to share.
Yeah, so we're going into the off season, and there was that clip that was going around of me talking about the Chargers wanting to, hand the ball off to a running back 300 times a year. And it was true. It was true. And if you look at my stats, if you go back, I have never had the ball handed off to me 300 times a year. And so, hey, that's just not the type of player that I am that they're looking for in their scheme. And so it's like, all right, let's go find a new partner. Let's go find a new dance partner. It doesn't mean I don't want the ball. It just means I know I'm going to be, one of those backs that's going to catch it and run the ball. And then when I've had the most success, it's been usually when we have some type of tandem where we have someone else that can relieve me. And I know I appreciate that because my body feels a lot better after games. It helps me get through the entire season. And so guess who was my running back or my head coach, right? When I first got my start, started finding success, Anthony Lynn. Right. And so I'm sure he was plugging some feelers out for Austin Ekeler in this kind of tandem backfield with Brian Robinson over with Washington. And you got Dan Quinn coming in. So a lot of new factors coming in. They want to have some new leadership coming in. So they're bringing in some of these older guys. I've been a captain on the Chargers for the last few years as well. And it seemed like a match made in heaven for going back to some of my roots, but also building a new culture out in Washington.
OK, so let me just start from the beginning of that story, which is, again, the current state of the Los Angeles Chargers. So you got the sense, or they legitimately said to you, we need backs here are going to carry it 300 times. Did they say that?
That's what they were looking for. Yeah. They're just telling me they're going to want to go in a new direction, which is no hard feelings. I get the league. Hey, we have a philosophy. We're going to try to do this and you might not be the right mold. No hard feelings. It was a great run. I appreciate y'all, but hey, let's go find new dance partners.
Okay. So that's what I'm just saying is that you just got the sense that just knowing what Jim did in San Francisco and then Michigan, or they legitimately explained to you, this is the type of running back we're looking for. This is the type of freight that they're willing
to get. All I got was the 300 carry mark. That was all they had to say. And the rest was kind of implied.
And then Anthony Lynn, you think was pounding the table for you internally in Washington. That's your sense of it.
Okay. I do. Uh-huh. And just even being there, I know it's been great catching up with him. He knows how I work. He knows my philosophies. And I'm very appreciative of him because he's one of the reasons that I even got my start. And even the reason I'm talking to you here is because he utilized me after I made it through special teams. Anyway, he utilized me on the offensive side of the ball in the ways that fit my strengths. And I know he's looking to do the same thing over here, especially with Cliff Kingsbury as well.
And you also know what it's like to see a heralded former Pac-12 quarterback get drafted very highly in the draft and walk into the National Football League with tons of expectations. And it does appear that Jaden Daniels' first start will not be under the same circumstances as when Justin Herbert with Anthony Lynn got his first start. Let's hope. That said, my long windup of asking you how he looks to you so far.
Yeah, he's been looking really good, man. Just making throws. I mean, he's going through it, like learning the plays, right? Making some of the rookie mistakes you'd expect. But it's kind of part of the process of becoming a pro, no matter what position you play. But what you really want to see from your quarterback is what I've seen from my veteran quarterbacks that have done well. You know, you're there extremely early. You're committed. You're talking to the guys about routes. You're talking to them about protections. You're talking to, you're a part of the leadership of the group, but that means having conversations. I remember I ran a route, and right after the route, we were done, and he called me over. Hey, heck, like, tell me about, like, why'd you sit? How come you didn't break in on that? And it's like, it seems really small, but those things add up to him becoming a complete player, understanding, the philosophies of his players, why they're doing what they're doing, and he can tell them, hey, well, I think you should be here. And so it's baby steps, but those baby steps add up to you becoming a great player. And then as far as him out there making throws, I mean, he's made some spectacular throws already. And so that's what we expected to see from him, what we saw from college. And then obviously he's very mobile too, which, as we know in this league, is where most of the big plays come from, is out on the run. How can you create when things aren't going right? And those are the teams that are, you see, those are the quarterbacks that you see take their teams into those playoff runs. So He's bringing it all.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're willing to share, should we expect him to be a significant part of the running game? Do you think, Austin?
I think off schedule, yes. Okay. Absolutely. And, you know, we'll see. I think we've seen it from Lamar over with the Ravens, right, where you do have some of that option reads. Mm-hmm. Like, if you got a quarterback that's dynamic and knows how to protect himself, you know, that's the only thing that we got to get in this guy's head is like, hey, man, like, don't be taking these stinking hits, man. Like, you got 17 games plus playoffs that we got to go through. And so I think that's probably going to be a determining factor is Jaden able to protect himself when he runs, like we can see Lamar doing, you know, and some of these other quarterbacks. You know, every quarterback's different. Like you see, you know, Josh Allen, you know, he's trying to truck people, but he's got that type of body type. You know, Jalen's a little more slim. And so it's like, hey, let's protect you, figure out how you can be the most effective just on the field, whether it's running the ball or throwing the ball. And we'll adjust off of that.
Yeah. And so, I mean, you, Brian Robinson Jr., Chris Rodriguez also had some good run, literally, figuratively, for Washington towards the end of the season last year, just to name some of your colleagues in that room. What's the general sense that you have about splitting carries? Like, how's that going to look, do you think, Austin?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It's the same thing every single year. You have to go out there and you have to earn your reps. You have to earn your potential. You have to earn your right to be on the field. Mm-hmm. And we do that through OTAs, training camp. And then it's not only in the backfield, because I've been all over the field already. I'm out wide. I'm in the slot. I'm motioning out of the backfield. It's two of us in the backfield. I'm all over the place. And so I've been putting in work. I have a reputation. I have film out there where it shows like, yeah, Austin can have success when you're throwing in the ball, shallows, you know, crossers. I got some double moves in me. And so, hey, where are you earning it at? Because like I said, Coach Lynn's going to put us in the best position for us. And that's one of the great things that I think Coach Lynn does is, hey, what kind of types of runs, what types of positions can I put my running backs in on the field to have success? And a lot of times, shoot, there might be two of us out there because that might be the best matchup for the upcoming game. And so we're splitting out. I'm motioning all over the place. So look, you earn it. You put on the field that you're going to be productive with the ball in your hands. Cliff's going to get you on the field. There's no doubt about that.
All right, screw it. I'll just ask the direct question I wanted to ask, because this is where am I drafting you in fantasy? You know what I mean? Austin,
I love this question because in the NFL and even in fantasy, especially in fantasy, you are judged based off of what you did for me lately. Yeah. What did you do for me last season? Right. And obviously last season, you know, there's high expectations for myself and it came out high ankle sprain. Right. And I'm struggling trying to get back and never really got back to what you know as Austin Ekeler type football. Mm-hmm. But guess what? It's a whole new season, whole new opportunity. Your boy is fresh. Your boy is back. You know, like I said, I've already been all over the field here. And so I know my draft stock is down, but that's great because now I'm going to be able to pick myself up in the first round, right, for myself. Look, I would expect you guys to as well. Yep. But I got no hard feelings if you're like, well, Austin, you know, last year you weren't doing what you were supposed to and this happened and that happened. Yeah, guess what? Stuff happens. But guess what? When Austin has been healthy nice. On the field, you liked what you saw. And guess what? Your boy's back healthy and ready to do it again.
That's nice. What wow. I wanted what to hear. I should nice. Just ask the direct wow. questions instead of being cute. And I know you're fresh.
Get to it, man. Let's get to it.
Because I saw that photograph that my colleagues put up earlier. Put it up one more time, Hoskins, of you, Austin Ekeler, getting the ball handed off. Look how rocked up you are. Now, let me ask this question. What is happening there? Look at you with your two hands on that thing. But do you
on
purpose?
Because no, hey,
you know you're flexing. Do you do that too? Because you know you're flexing. You know that? Is that why?
That's called fundamentals right there. Right. Okay. Two hands on the ball, wrist above elbow. Right. Protect that thing. There's a whole organization. There's a whole fantasy community. My livelihood in the NFL depends on me holding on to that ball. And so that's where you see, you know, the rocked up arms hanging on to that thing.
Yeah, because you know you're wearing some cut off. And if you just hold fundamentally carry the ball, you also know that you are showing it off. I like it, Austin.
No doubt.
You are next level. What is this app experience? What's going on with your new fangled app that you've got going on here?
Yeah, so I've been an entrepreneur at heart, and being in athletics for so long, I've kind of seen some deficiencies, and one of those is access to players. So I was like, let me create a fan engagement tool that is actually efficient enough where athletes will actually go and do these things. It's as simple as kind of a text message kind of thing, mm-hmm. respond with a video or a message type engagement tool for fans. So now if you want to interact with some of your favorite players, like myself, And that's just not that's just one on one. If you want to, you know, subscribe to the team newsletter where we send messages or stories from the month, or if my favorite one is called Fan Mail, where if you want to send in a jersey, if you want to send in a picture, if you want to send in a player card, we can facilitate it and get it signed for you. Then now you can do that through my app experience. And so taking fan engagement to a whole new level, and we're about to bring it to one of the biggest platforms here, and I'm excited to do that this season and get some of this fan engagement. Because look, I have a lot of fans that obviously are from the Chargers, from now will be from Washington, but I have a lot of fantasy fans out there that might want to root me on, that might just want to introduce themselves to me, say what's up, that might want to just congratulate me after a good game or pick up my spirits after a bad one, or just see what's going on with the team with the newsletter. So that's what experience is. It's an opportunity for you to go and interact with people like myself and the rest of the league, and then also we'll be out in the college space as well. So it's an opportunity for us to come closer together as a community.
Yeah, and it's spelled EKSPERIENCE, experience. And is that on? I just go to app stores and just
Androids as well. Very so good. We're on both right now. And just know we're in the early phases of our launch. So I think we have a good amount of people on there. We're like 30 guys on there. You can go check it out if you want to interact with anyone right now. We're always building new features, and I'm excited to bring it to us this season. You'll definitely see a bunch of ads. I got some skits planned. It's gonna be a great time.
Okay, you know, this chair that I'm sitting in, Austin, you know, it's old. Like there's like a hole in the back here. I'm looking for a new chair. What that looks like a throne that you have there. Like why is this such a gaming friendly chair? What is it about?
This chair, I have two of these chairs actually, because I had to get my wife one. I was like, this chair is the best chair. Like, you have that chair. I used to have like a little dingy chair like you. It's kind of flimsy, you know, you can lean back and all that stuff. I was like, this is just not it.
Right.
And so this is no plug, but Razor Blade has this massive chair. It's not cheap. It's actually $500. But
yes,
this thing is a throne, and it is sturdy, and it is rock solid, and it keeps my back support because I sit here a long time, and I would highly recommend.
Okay.
So shout out to Razor Blade.
Your back doesn't go out while you're, how long are you sitting in that chair, man? How long does it?
However long I got to. You know, there might be days where it's 5-6 hours. I'll stand up a little bit, sit down. It might be, but the thing is, like, hey, it might be a couple hours. But regardless, this chair never gets uncomfy. So.
Okay. All right. And that's going to go east at some point. Or you've got a DMV East Coast chair. You got that thing.
So right now I had to get a temporary one out there because it was on the fly.
We can't have that. We got to get you fresh. We got to keep you fresh, Austin. We got to keep you fresh.
No doubt.
So for those who might be overlooking the Commanders because of the way they finished last year, you weren't there. But that said, some of the guys who were there are dynamite offensive players, to say the least. You know, Terry McLaurin to Jahan Dotson has got a huge upside. Brian Robinson Jr. Now you've got this kid, Jaden Daniels, there. How good can you be, Austin? How good can you be?
Yeah, you know, there's no telling. There's no telling as far as, hey, we're going to win this many games or go this far in the playoffs. Because in my perspective, like, that's never the goal. The goal is, hey, let's try to become the best team that we possibly can, because a consequence of that will be winning games. And so what that means is, what is our culture? And we got Dan Quinn that has come in and he's been talking about brotherhood till he's blue in the face, brotherhood, culture, standard. And not only that, not only talking about it, but showing clips. This is what it looks like. This is BS. We can't have this. And he's calling guys out and he's saying, this is good, this is bad. And then guess what? That's also resonated with me, because now I'm holding the standard. Now I'm the one saying, hey, you call me out and I'm going to call you out. And that's what's been happening. And so we're creating this culture of a team where we compete within each other, but we know what the expectation of us is. And when you have that type of energy and you're building that type of team during the offseason, you know, it's the stepping stones to having a great team, which is, again, what creates the wins, which creates. So I can't tell you right now because we're still in that building phase. We're going to go through training camp here. We're going to continue to obviously get more into football mode, but it's still going to be talking about the culture. I think the Lions have been a great example of that, you know, over there with the culture that they built. And, you know, there was some publicity on that one, so that one sticks out a little bit more. But it's the same thing that's going on over here with DQ and what he's trying to implement with us in the Commanders. And then it comes down to the players and really the whole building buying into it. And then for us, like I said, like you said, actually, I wasn't here last year.
Right.
And so I don't really give a damn about what the heck happened last year, because it's about now. And like I said, you know, even with fantasy, it's about what'd you do for me lately? Well, guess what? It's a new chance for us to do something for you here in the short term.
So is he showing film from last year, or you're just talking about practices?
Just right now. Okay. Last year's long gone.
He's gone.
Talk about the guys we have in the building right now.
Right. Okay. Have you met Magic yet?
I have not met Magic yet. I have not.
That's got to happen, right? Austin, I mean, that's got to happen, right? That's got to happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You got to get him to sign something for your office back there. You got to get that done.
For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. I'm just looking out for you. Thanks, Austin. Appreciate the time. Always great catching up with you. Look for my calls during the season for you.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll jump back on, man. I love what you got going on, so keep it up.
Thanks, Austin Eckler. Right back at you. Experience is his new app. Everybody should go to an app store and check it out, certainly for fan engagement with one of the most engaging guys out there in the National Football League, at Austin Eckler. On both Twitter and Instagram, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. That's the man from the Washington Commanders, right there. I'm telling you, two of the teams on your powerless rankings, Titans and Washington. I might be on them as the so-called sleeper teams. Teams that were drafting top 10. You know, say it again.
It's June. Let's see how everybody shakes out. As we get closer to the year, maybe I'll update after training camp. Okay. You know what I mean? I gotta see everybody on the field first.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Dan Quinn's going to plus him up the same way Harbaugh's going to plus up the Chargers. You're going to plus up.
Interesting. All right, well, I think you just gave me a what's more likely idea for tomorrow.
Okay. For which one's going to be more plussed up?
I mean, potentially.
Okay, there you go. Well, how many wins did the Commanders have last year? Five? How many did they have?
Ooh.
Were they 5-12? Were they 6-11? What were they? Well, they drafted second overall, so that'd be pretty poor.
They might have had 5 or 4.
What do you think? Questions I asked Chris Brockman to Google and I can find it faster.
Then don't ask. You know what I mean? Like, I'm only as fast as my computer.
Is that right?
They're 4-13.
Thank you. There
you go. You have a slower computer?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a lot of tabs.
So
open.
Let's say he pluses them up 5.
Chargers were 5-12.
Right. Harbaugh plussed up the Niners 7.
And you got a lot of faith in these guys. You want to win loss? Win loss to the Commanders.
I haven't won. If you noticed, I haven't won loss a thing yet.
I know.
I leave that up to the callers.
We have someone on here who wants you to choose the team, and they'll do the win loss.
Okay, let's take a break. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Can't wait for that. Meanwhile, I need to do a little bit more research for my power rankings of top French contributions coming up.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. I've got a nickname for you. And certainly since, again, as we established earlier on, that people are concerned of the amount of usage that you have and you're getting, and that, you know, running backs wind up showing diminishing returns. And I don't think you're showing any diminishing returns, and that's not going to happen. As a matter of fact, you are the one who does the diminishing. You're the one who comes downhill and does the diminishing. So I have a nickname for you. You, Derrick Henry, are the diminisher.
I love it. I love it.
Whoa!
Should we?
I love it.
Okay, so you understand this means a lot to me because I've tried a lot to give nicknames to people in the NFL, and they have rejected them.
I love it. I love it. I can tell you put thought and time into this nickname, and I definitely appreciate it. Like you said, we've been knowing each other for a long time, and I know that you put a lot of thought into this, and I'm very appreciative.
It comes from the heart. It's coming from right in here. You are the diminisher. The diminisher is coming to your town to diminish your chance of winning. You are the diminisher. In the fourth quarter, the diminisher is running downhill. Derrick Henry, yes, right?
But you know what I got to do?
What?
I got to live up to it. That's the only thing. I live up to it. No. You gave the nickname, now it's time to live up to it.
I am not concerned about it. That's all I'm saying.
I appreciate it.
Okay. I am not concerned about it. So let's print up the shirts and the hats, and let's go. And you can have it. You take it. How does that sound?
All right.
You take it.
Hey, sounds good.
Derrick Henry.
The diminisher.
Say that one more time. I want to hear it. Say it one more time.
The diminisher.
Yes.
Derrick Henry. You have no idea how much you made his day. You have no idea, Derrick.
Can confirm. He made my day, and he's one of my favorites, and he likes it. And I like him in return. It's really transactional. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. We're having some fun here. Phone lines are lit. Hey, folks, get the Weber Slate Griddle we've been telling you about. This grilling season is in full bloom. And you get the Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle. You get a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's also pre-seasoned. It's ready to cook on right out of the box. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. It heats evenly edge to edge, and this griddle reaches up to 500 degrees. There's also a Weber Works Prep and Cooks in Store system that keeps cooking supplies handy. You can carry all the food, condiments, and utensils you need. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle. Mike in Philadelphia is on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Mike? How are you, sir?
Rich.
You there, Mike?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can. You're on the air, sir. What's up? What do you have?
I'm doing good. How about you, Rich?
What's on your mind, Mike, in Philadelphia?
You know what? I decided today I was going to do the win-loss game, but I'm going to throw a little challenge in it.
Okay.
I'm going to let you pick the team.
I'm picking the team.
Yeah.
He should just pick his own team.
What is your team? That might be the one that I would choose. Which is it, Mike? Is it the Eagles?
I am a diehard Eagles fan, yeah.
All right. I kind of feel like you got to put your own skin in the game for this to work. You know what I mean? Like, if I give you another team, you're like, who cares? You know, like, what do you care about the win and the loss? This means a lot. And I don't have a single Philadelphia Eagle on in my book.
We only had one that I had.
We had one.
The one who did what? 17-0?
17-0. So we need a more realistic Eagle
Mike,
fan.
So I'm choosing the Eagles. Too bad.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Give him some information in moments to just take it in. I'll give you another couple seconds by just tap dancing. The music is playing from right across the Ben Franklin Bridge in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. That's where this music was created. Did I get the bridge right?
Not too
TJ?
Far from me.
Okay, I got the bridge right.
That's too far.
Very good. All right, here we go. First up, you're in Brazil. What happens, Mike, against the Packers?
All right, this is basically an away game. I know there's a lot of controversy about wearing the color green that's been hitting the news.
Yep.
But I think the Eagles are going to win it. I think that they got a lot to prove.
Okay.
And I think that O-line isn't going to bother them.
All right, then you come home, literally, figuratively, Atlanta Falcons on a Monday night.
Listen, Kirk Cousins on prime time, especially Monday night. The Eagles own Kirk.
Look at this. Kirk Cousins slander kicks it all off. 2-0 at the Saints.
You know what? I'll take that as a win. And I'm not listening. They're not going to go 17-0, so don't worry, Rich.
All right, here's some revenge, though. The Buccaneers in Tampa ended your season last year. What happens here? 3-0? What happens?
You know what? I think this is going to be a tough game. Mayfield is going to be hot. And I think this is going to end the undefeated streak.
Oh, boy. Coming off of – so that'll be great on WIP on a bye week. All right. 3-1 home for the Browns.
I'll take that as a win. They're home.
All right, we got to move it along here. At the Giants, you got Saquon going home.
I think they'll go 1-1, and I think the Eagles are going to lose at home against the Giants, so I'm calling this one a win.
All right, at the Bengals at 5-1.
I'll take that as a loss.
5-2, home for the Jaguars.
If Doug Peterson comes back to Philly.
He does.
I'll take that as a win.
6-2 at the Cowboys.
I think they'll lose in Dallas.
Okay, 6-3, home for the Commanders on a Thursday night.
I think they'll beat them Thursday night.
7-3. All right, 7-3 at the Rams.
I'm taking that as a win.
8-3 at the Ravens.
I'll be at that game. I'm taking that as a loss.
Oh. 8-4, home for the Panthers.
I'll take that as a win.
9-4, home for the Steelers.
I'll take that as a win, but that's a 50-50.
10-4 at the Commanders.
Take that as a win.
11-4, home for the Cowboys.
Win, and then loss against the Giants.
Okay. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 losses, 12-5. Thank you, Mike, in Philadelphia. Thank
you. You're welcome. I'm sorry, TJ. They're going to be first in the NFC East.
There you go.
That's okay, Mike.
12-5 might be good enough, but there you go. Well, he has them 4-2 in division, sweeping the Commanders and splitting with the Giants and Cowboys.
Well, I picked Dallas to be 11-6, so if he's right, then...
Then he's right. Right. Yeah. Okay. Make sense? We like to be accurate here on the Rich Eisen Show. Jeffrey Simmons came here the other day, and he was dynamite.
Yeah.
The...
Big fan.
Major, well, big man in the middle of that defense.
Big man, big fan.
Self-professed, he said he was a top five smack talker in the NFL. Yep. And if you asked his NFL colleagues, they would agree. And then we asked him about taking on Caleb Williams because he's going to be the first guy Caleb Williams sees across the line of scrimmage. Week one, it's the Titans at the Bears. And he said he would smack talk him by mentioning his painted nails. That's what he said. And then later I asked him, how weird is it without Derrick Henry there in Tennessee? And this is what he had to say.
It's different. You know, not being able to, you get on social media, you see him in his purple tutu. And it's like, man, he gone. But now it's like.
Purple tutu? Is that what you're referring to, the Ravens uniform?
Yeah, I can't. It's sometimes just like, man, yeah, he in this Raven uniform. I'm just like.
So I took it to mean tutu, like a ballet dancer, mm-hmm. right? Wears a tutu.
Right.
A particular Ravens, somebody who covers the Ravens or blogs about the Ravens. I'm sorry if I'm misconstruing the individual who picked up on this on Twitter and threw that soundbite there on Twitter. Bobby Trossett or Trosse, since it's everything French these days with the first two picks in the NBA draft being French. I thought it meant purple tutu as well. And then all the Ravens fans picked up on this and were going all in. And Jeffrey Simmons responded, false information, Bobby. Actually, what I said was purple tutu as in the number 2 and the number 2 as in the 22 that Derrick Henry wears in Baltimore.
Right.
Yeah, so when he said it, I could tell you two thought he meant the tutu. And I
was
like,
well,
no,
that's why I laughed because I thought he was just talking more smack.
That's what I thought. Because we had already established that he's a smack talker, and now he's talking smack on the Ravens.
Yeah, but when he said 2-2, I was like, well, that's...
Because he is wearing 22 in Baltimore.
But he said 2-2 fast. Like. Yeah.
So I get what you're saying. And I looked at you, and you two thought the same thing.
You meant 2-2 as a number. That's what you're referring to it as 2-2. And he goes, yeah, it's tough to see. And I thought that he confirmed my interpretation of it. But Jeffrey Simmons, we have your back. You say you said purple 2-2.
2-2. He didn't pause.
If he said his purple 22, I would have just walked straight through it.
Right.
But do you think he was referring to the number while also understanding that it does sound like he's wearing a tutu?
That would be next level smack talk.
Which a top five smack talker in the National Football League should be expected to play such four-dimensional chess.
Correct.
Right?
You would think. But I don't think the actual ballet thing... was in his mind.
By the way, it's fine.
Even if it does.
Many ballet dancers could kick our ass.
Yeah, it's funny.
You know, so. But, so, let's put that to bed.
Okay.
Putting this to bed.
Putting his.
Apparently.
I'm not going to correct him either. I mean,
oh, he didn't correct the, by the way, he did not correct the record on painted nails.
Yeah, yeah.
No, no.
That is on.
He's like, no, I said that.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
So, that's, and I didn't even say Caleb. He saw where I was going. I did my usual long wind up for a question.
Painted nails.
And that's what he said in the middle of all that. But Ravens fans were like, okay, let's go. Do the Ravens play them this year? I don't think the Ravens play the Titans this year. So I'm looking at this right now.
No.
They
don't.
Do not.
They don't.
They do not. Maybe in the playoffs. Old school, by the way. Those were when NFL Network began in the first days of the AFC North and the final days of the AFC Central, when the Ravens and the Titans would play one another. By the way, are they looking for Al Capone's vault in the hallway right now?
There's a lot going on.
They're fixing doors out here.
Fixing doors.
Can they fix the doors outside of 9 to 12?
Sconces.
Pacific? Can we do that?
I feel horrible.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, you look at me and I'm like, oh.
No, I'm looking at you. I mean, I don't know. Like, can you work? Can you fade it? Can you do anything like that?
Not really.
The only way to fade it is
not
to.
Really. No, Jay, not without me.
You've just got to go out there all barrel chested.
That's, you know, 30 seconds.
Actually, what you got to do is just meet him in the hole like Eddie George used to meet Ray Lewis. Speaking of those Titans Ravens playoff games.
Hey guys, welcome to the Candy Valentino Show. I'm Candy Valentino. I was a founder before I could legally order a drink. And for more than 2.5 decades, I've built, scaled, acquired, and exited multiple businesses in diverse industries. Now my goal is to help you by sharing the knowledge that I've learned, the mistakes that I've made, and the wisdom that I've developed over my journey. Bi-weekly episodes every Monday and Thursday.
The Candy Valentino Show, wherever you listen.